from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Go around the room here, Dan. What's the latest you got here?
I don't think the Pirates are going to subtract or sell off anything, and I don't think that that's necessarily a surprise considering what Derek Shelton said today. Aroldis Chapman's going to stick around, and I think a lot of the veterans on the one-year expiring deals are going to stick here throughout the end of the year, so they're not going to be flipping anybody for assets, which is what they've done in previous years. So I think they're going to hold on to what they have.
So no one foot in buying and one foot in selling. No trying to thread the needle business.
Correct. They're not going to try to dump Yasmani Grandal. They're not going to try to dump any salary. Martin Perez, Chapman today, I think, was pretty much hammered home by Shelton. So, no. I think as you see it right now, unless it's actually part of a true baseball trade, I'm not sure that the Pirates are going to mess with their Major League roster.
Jason?
Well, one bit of news. Looks like they're out on Yandy Diaz, according to Francis Romero.
Do we trust him? Do we like him?
Yeah.
Better than MLB underscore scoops, the ice cream scoop thing.
Gracious. Oh, I got one of those. Somebody was telling me that was an official report from whatever you want to call that. No, I'm good with Romero.
Hey, we're friends with MLB scoops here, Jason. Don't try to burn our bridges.
Don't say we're, okay?
This is
you're
an MLB
friends
scoops
with MLB
friendly
really?
Show.
No, it's an MLB scoops friendly host, even though they hate him.
You're kidding me.
They hate me now?
They hated you the whole time. They were ripping you yesterday.
Oh, okay, whatever.
So now you hate them. Now we're on the same page.
Now we're good, yeah.
So they're out on Diaz. Diaz never, for me.
I didn't see the fit, Andrew.
Dan,
I mean, I
like
the player.
I liked him a lot.
Where did you see the fit, Dan?
Well, I saw the fit as to where you make it work kind of thing, because I believe that that bat would really lengthen this lineup and you figure
it out.
Whether
you made
just
it
play,
feel like they would maybe bench Hayes to play him.
I think you would play matchups accordingly. You would figure it out.
Well, what's a good matchup for Hayes? It's not a right-handed pitcher. He's hitting like 170 against
right.
him this year.
So, and also, obviously, the year control made a lot of sense. I just got that joke. Oh, boy.
All right, so all right, Romero says they're out on Diaz. Anything
they're out
else?
On Diaz. I like Brian De La Cruz. That's the name that has sort of gained traction lately in the afternoon as
Heyman
some other guys.
Said gap in talks. Do you think they'll close that gap?
I mean, I think they can. I think that's within striking distance for them. I think they can make that happen. I don't think they're going to sell the farm, literally and figuratively.
What constitutes selling the farm for them? Once we get into what, their top 10 prospects, is that selling the farm?
Yeah, arms.
All right, let me ask you this, 10. Jason. Here's something from J.J. Cooper. He's Baseball America.
Yep.
This was not even a half hour ago. He writes, this will sound like a contradiction. One, the price being paid in prospects so far seems quite high in a lot of these deals. Two, we have yet to see any truly premium prospects traded. As of yet, no Baseball America top 100 prospect has been moved. I would take that second line. Now, that's their rankings. They're always going to be a little bit different, but I think most of those places are fairly close on a decent number of these guys. That would tell me you don't have to give away a top 100 guy. to get De La Cruz?
Oh, I don't think you do.
Okay.
I don't think you would have
how
to
many
get
top 100 guys do they have right now in most services? Three, maybe?
Three
Johnson,
or four?
Chandler.
I'm not sure Johnson might have been. I don't think Johnson is still a top 100 guy.
Okay, so Chandler,
I think
for Chandler's sure.
Chandler's the only one.
I think Ashcraft might be at the tail end.
Okay, there's
wait,
two.
When they assume they sign this Griffin kid, he'll be?
Yeah, he'll be up.
So okay.
Well, he'll be close. I mean, they're not going to trade
but obviously not.
Connor
but, okay, but, so you're saying what? Outside their top 10 organizationally, you can just package a cut like 12 and 15?
I would think so. Jesse Winker brought back, what, the 17th ranked prospect in the Mets system?
Can you, okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
Why the hell do they not make that trade?
Why didn't they make the Jazz Chisholm trade? Can you clear that up? Because one of the things I think I saw a lot of people saying, and I felt this way too, was, wait a minute, the Yankees, one, it's insane to me that they always seem to have the prospect capital to do these deals. Same with the Dodgers. Two, it didn't seem like they paid a huge price for Jazz Chisholm. What's your understanding, either of your guys, on like on the price they paid versus the Pirates, who were allegedly a close runner-up? Which made me feel like I was Reese Bobby from Talladega Nights. If you ain't first, you're last. I don't really care.
Did the Marlins call the teams that didn't get him and say, this is where you ranked?
Yes. And
That doesn't actually happen, Jason.
I don't think so.
Ben, you were second, brother.
I bet you they called every team and said, like, you're a close second. You're right there. You know, we're really considering this. This is a really difficult decision. I mean, I can't imagine they called people back and said, look, you were third. You could have been second if you got
here. You're actually fifth. We barely considered you.
And I don't, for like what the Pirates offer lacked, or like what the Pirates could have done
to
get over
the hump. I guess you know why I'm asking, because it's weird just to see the Yankees always have something at their disposal that's,
I know.
That gets
and it's
a
weird
deal
to
done.
See the Pirates always finishing right there. I mean, I know I was texting with an agent this afternoon. And
congratulations on all your success.
Is that this can't be those fun that Come fun on. Of text to send out all the time. Those guys are probably very busy right now.
It's the job. It's you hopefully build those relationships other times. But we were talking about the Pirates' strategy in doing this, and everything has to equal out for them. That is one thing I think is very typical of the Pirates, that like they're not gonna overpay. Everything is done economically. They weight this side, they weight this side. If the scale doesn't balance, goodbye. And so, like, they might have had an idea for Chisholm. This is what we feel the value is. And here comes the Yankees, maybe because they're used to overpaying or they don't really care as much.
But they get
much.
To put their thumb on the scale because they might overvalue their own players. That's the issue here, as I see it. Dan, you think they get the De La Cruz thing over the finish line?
I think that has an opportunity to do some things for the Pirates, and I do think that they can get something done there. I do. It has some legs, and I think that what that would take, I'm not sure that it would take something in their top 10, but because of the control with De La Cruz, I think you're more apt to go.
So what's the contract situation with him?
Arbitration for the first time this winter.
Right, so he doesn't hit free agency until 2028. I think you will be willing to wade in those 10 through 20 waters, maybe multiple guys.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
For that sort of control.
So your Xander Muths, things of that nature, or your
correct.
Hunter Barcos.
Yep. Your Mitch Jebs.
Yep. Can I interest you in a Shaylin Polanco, for example?
Am I going to say at the end of the deadline, if this happens and that's who they get, mission accomplished? Should I?
I'm okay
with
it.
If Brian De La Cruz is their big...
How much does he
lengthen? I think there's a lot.
How much does he lengthen that lineup? You said Diaz would lengthen the lineup. I know he adds thump.
Yeah.
Is he getting on base enough?
I think enough. I don't know if it's going to set people, ablaze and thinking, like, here it comes. This is the World Series run. I don't think it's going to be insane, but I mean, there's pop.
Is he enough of a player that you think it, like, satisfies the basic fan urge of, we are in it, we've done something? You know what I'm... We're in the mix.
Yeah.
People want their team to be in the mix.
I think... I've heard this sentiment a lot today, Chris, that if they didn't do anything, boy, would that just kick everybody in the you-know-what.
Who's everybody? Fans are talking about inside their own organization.
I think maybe both. I think it would have a negative impact.
So like Gensel getting traded like that?
I mean, I can't predict how the Pirates are going to react, but I don't think it would go over terribly well if they didn't do anything. And I think De La Cruz checks that box of at least doing something. There's a reason why you would make that trade. And again, I still think he's 27, but he's probably getting better. I was talking to an NL scout on the way in here, guys. And he was talking about how he likes the swing, how he approaches at bats, always putting himself in a position to hit. The numbers are, they're not going to knock your socks off. 724 career OPS, but there's some ability there, and he's gotten to it over the past 2 years.
feel the same way, Dan, about that? Like, in terms of it just satisfying that we are doing something here, like how much, what would you give a grade like that, assuming they gave away prospect-wise what you guys both discussed?
So, I mean, it's somebody that has an opportunity to be a part of your outfield for a long time to come and is, I guess, is close to a bona fide big leaguer, checking every box that they have. So, yeah, I think that that's a young, I don't want to say budding star, but it is a solid big league bat that's controllable that you're spending a lot of prospect capital on. Yeah, that's the deal that you want, I think, as a sensible Pirate fan, right? That is under control for a long time, that has an opportunity to be very solid in that outfield. It addresses the need. This is the exact type of deal that they need to go out and make.
Yep.
I mean, so how could you be displeased?
The last two seasons.
How could you be? I guess there's bigger, sexier
names.
Because
he wasn't Jazz Chisholm or something like that.
Yeah, when Rosenthal talked about
those two guys. So put them
side by side.
Put those guys side by side.
I'd rather have Chisholm because he plays center field.
Also, it doesn't help that Chisholm in his first game with the Yankees
went
hit two home
runs. No, I mean, I think he, De La Cruz would be their third best hitter right now. Right?
Right. And
behind Cruz and behind Reynolds.
And you need some right-handed power.
Current version, Tellez.
You need some right-handed power, too.
Yes. He would be tied for the team lead in home runs. I mean, I have to reconfigure what my expectations are at the deadline now that we're less than 3 hours out. And I started the show by saying I'm very cynical and skeptical of things. If they got De La Cruz, I would feel better about their chances.
We give it like a B trade.
Yeah,
it still doesn't
solve center field, though, Dan.
No, it doesn't. But you can address center field. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. But I mean, you can go address center field in a better way than you did last offseason this winter. Like, that is still...
Yeah, but that doesn't do anything for me the next 50 games.
So
I'm trying
you're
to make trade-offs.
Right, it doesn't matter where you improve the offense, as long as you're improving the offense. The offense doesn't have to come from a particular... Why does it have to come from center and not right?
Because I'm trying to get the bad bat out of center field, is what I'm trying to do.
How much do you think, as a team, internally, they still, like... Just because of what Tellez has done, they are hoping against hope. Maybe Michael A. Taylor finally figured it out last night. I'm asking that like almost. I feel like it should be facetious, but I'm serious.
No, Chris, that's a completely. I was asking myself that last night, or just after this deadline in general. Looking at the G1 Bay injury, maybe Joshua Palacios. What if they would end up playing Taylor? I don't know. You add De La Cruz, you add a bat in the corner, and then you need Taylor's defense. And that becomes your outfield. You play him every day and hope against hope.
I thought the same thing when he hit that home run. I thought the same exact thing as you.
And you can also afford to carry the luxury that is a glove only player with
a bat
like a De La Cruz there.
It's
far more palatable.
I don't mind a glove only player if he's hitting on the pace of a guy who hit 21 home runs last year.
Or somebody can pick up the slack for him, and De La Cruz would.
You know what I mean? A bad offensive player who hits the ball over the fence and does nothing else is still valuable in some ways.
But the issue is that third base right now is a glove only position, and second base might be a glove only position too. I can't have three in my lineup, right?
And when Paul Skenes pitches, you have four because Yasmani Grandal is, I know he hit a rocket last night. That's also glove only.
Sure. So, like, De La Cruz just lengthens their lineup by one guy. They probably need to lengthen their lineup by two or three guys.
You're not wrong, but I don't think they're going to pay the prospect capital that would take. I think we have to look at this way they would.
That's why I've been saying for 6 weeks that perhaps this is a bridge too far to cross based on what you've just laid out. Three players, that's a lot to do. At the trade deadline, are they better huddling up and trying to attack this and spend their prospect capital in November and December? That's why I'm okay with that plan as well, because this probably isn't the best time to put window treatments on the house when you have, as you just alluded to, maybe some more pressing foundational issues.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.